The topic of santhi is explaining what happens when words meet each other in sentences. It's a mechanical operation which occurs because the end of one word comes up closely to the beginning of another word, and this causes sound changes in many cases. There are three chapters of santhi, and the first one is what happens when a word ending in a vowel meets another word beginning in a vowel. So the two vowels meet. We've divided this up into rules, and rule one says that when an I, U, or RI at the end of a word comes before a following vowel, it's replaced by halanta ya, halanta wa, or halanta ra. So an I is replaced, or an E is replaced by ya, an U or U is replaced by wa, and a R is replaced by R. And then the following vowel just joins on. And you will see there's a table here you can fill in, which is saying the same thing. When an I or E meets an A, following A, you get ya. If an I or E were to meet a following A, you would find that the join was ya when the two of them joined together. When an I or E meets an U at the beginning of the next word, you would get you, and so on. So try to fill that in. Practice reading aloud the following words separately, then in santhi. Then write them out in the space provided. So number one says iti plus atman equals ityatman. Number two says sadhu meets ishwara. You get sadhuishwara. When api meets upanishad, you get up upanishad. And so on. Next page, for this and the following rule, it's useful to practice sounding aloud and writing in terms of applying a halanta ya, wa, or ra to the beginning of the second word. As in, asti plus ewa, you get astyewa. So really, it's just seeing the operation clearly and then reading it clearly. So do those examples that are there and first, and then check your answers.